Hello there, welcome to Global Robot Podcast. In this episode, I am going to teach you how to sell MVP. But before we go on, let me tell you that the first thing you need in order to sell anything is the right mindset. If you believe you can, then you can. And if you believe you can't, then you can't. Napoleon Hill says something: whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So the first thing you should have in order to be able to sell anything is the right mindset of selling, that I can sell anything. Now I want you to repeat after me, say, I can sell anything. Good. So you should believe that you can sell anything. You know, a lot of people have challenges in their businesses, in their personal lives, because they believe that that situation cannot be solved, or they can't do something. And that is why they can't. But if you believe it, that you can do it, then you can do it. So that is why I want you to have that right mindset that you can sell anything. Okay? So the next thing I would like to ask you is to set your goals. For example, if you have a product or a service that you want to sell, I want you to think about it. How many of those products do you want to sell? How many of the services do you want to offer? For example, when I started my profitable WhatsApp class, I set a goal that I am going to sell to at least 100 people at the rate of 1,000 naira. And that is 100,000 naira. And I began to market, you know, and I exceeded that number because I believed and set the goal. So I want you to write down your goals today. Write it down right now. If I am to sell this product, how much am I going to make? Then you put it down. You say, in the next 50 days or in the next 100 days or in the next 30 days, I am going to make 100,000 naira from this product. So let's make it realistic. Say, in the next 30 days, I am going to make 50,000 naira from this product. So you set a goal that you want to achieve. Because if you don't set a goal, you won't want to work towards it. There is power in setting goals. I remember some years ago, I set a goal to buy a plot of land. And that year, do you know that I didn't even know where the money would come from? But I eventually made the money and bought two plots of land. So set goals. Because when you write those goals down, you are actually conversing the whole of the universe to work towards achieving your goal. So set the right goal, have a good mindset, and set goals that you want to achieve. Don't say, I can't do it. So set a goal, have the right mindset, and you are going to achieve this. Now, what do you need to sell anything? I want to assume that you already have a quality product that you want to sell. Either quality product or service that you want to sell. Because if you sell anything and the product is not good, by the time people buy it, you can only convince people to buy it the first time. But after they've bought it, they might not come back to you again. Some will not even tell you that your product is not okay, but they will tell every other person that they meet. And that will affect your business so much. So I want to believe that you already have a good product that you want to sell. So the first thing that you need to do is to know your target market. It's not even your product first. Sometimes it's even better to know your market first before you produce your product, so that you can be able to meet their needs. So know your target audience. For example, there was a particular day on my WhatsApp, one particular lady just told me, hey, Shola, you must come and buy this football jersey. That you need football jersey. I looked at her, I said, I'm the wrong person you are meeting. Because I don't even watch football. Maybe I'm going to be doing that very soon, but I don't even watch football at all. So if she's telling me to go and buy jersey, which club? I don't even like football. So she was actually talking to the wrong person. So you must know your target audience. What are their pain? What are their pain? What do they want? For example, you can write, let me tell you some of the things that you need to write down. What is the name of your target audience? For example, you can give him or her a name, say Shola. What is the age category of your target audience? What do they like? What is their sex? Is it female or male? Where do they live? That is their location. All of these things, you have to know them before you can sell to your target audience. That is why sometimes Facebook is very good when it comes to targeting your audience. Facebook will give you the demographic, the sex, and everything that you need to put. So know your target audience. Know their problems. Know their challenges. Know what they are facing. Know what they are thinking about right now. You might say that is too difficult to do, right? So one of the ways you can do that is to put yourself in your customer's shoes. That is what we call customer persona or customer avatar. So write all those things down. The name, the sex, the age group, the location, and every other thing that you need to know about your target audience, write them down. Because that is what you use to sell your product or service. And the next thing is, know your product or service very, very well. You know, you meet some people, they are trying to sell you something, and you ask them, what can this do? Or can this thing do this thing? And they say, they don't really know. No. You must know everything about your product. If you want to become a top salesperson, you must know everything about your product. So right now, I want you to write down 10 things that your product can do. That is the benefits of your product. I want you to do that right now. Pause this audio right now. Write 10 benefits of your product. That is 10 things your product can solve, 10 problems your product can solve. Write them down right now. Now, out of these 10, you can also pick the top 5, the top 5 that you think is most important to your target audience. Then out of these top 5, write down the top 2 solutions that your product can offer. Now, do that. I want you to do that. Yes. So that, you know, for example, let's say profitable WhatsApp class. Let's say one of the things that it can do is that it can help you to get money in less than 30 days, 6 figures in less than 30 days. Then, of course, it will help you to be able to sell anything. All right? Now, those are the top 2 things that my product can do. So, anytime I'm going to market my product, those are the things I will keep telling people, all right, that their lives will be changed and all that. So you don't sell a product. You sell the benefit or the value of the product. Some people say, this product is the best in town, is it so in town, is in fact, there's nothing you can do without this product. But what are the benefits? Okay? So you must be able to tell people the benefits of your product. Is it going to increase their income? Is it going to make their life better? Is it going to make other people to like them? Is it going to increase their health status? What are the benefits of your product? Now, let's come to selling. Before you sell to your audience, I've talked about you must know them. So, it is from knowing their needs that you can be able to sell a particular benefit to them. Let's say, for example, students. Maybe one of your target audience is students. And these students, they need money to survive in school. So you can be saying something like that you need money to survive in school. You need money to do this. Now, this product is going to help you to get more money. All right? So this is just one of the things that you need to know by the time you're selling. So by the time you are now selling, sell the value or the solution and not the product. What can your product offer? That's why I'm hammering on this. It's very, very important. For example, there is a difference between Infinix and iPhone, right? Or an Android phone and an iPhone. Or a Nokia phone and an iPhone. Now, people buy Android phones, you know, because of the way Android phone is. Maybe it's cheap and they just want to use it to do a lot of things. But iPhone, not only are they buying the phone, but they are buying class. They are buying class. So when people buy iPhone, it makes them feel kind of proud, you know. They have this pride in them that, oh, I'm also using iPhone. So it's not as if they are buying the iPhone itself, but they are buying class. So what are people buying in your product? I want you to think about that today. Then, another thing that you can do is to stack value. Now, this is very important. If you notice, in one of my products I sell, Profitable WhatsApp Business, I am not only selling the product, I also put other value or other bonuses to it. That's what we call stacking value. So it makes people not to be resistant to that product. So it makes the product to be more valuable. When I say, if you buy this product, I'm going to give you this for free, it is what we call stacking value. So if you can do that, it's also going to increase the buying possibility from your target audience. Then make the product scarce. Increase scarcity. You can say, oh, we only have 10 people left, or this is just a limited edition. You know, that way people will say, this thing is not much, oh, let me quickly buy it. Oh. You know, that way you can be able to sell your product in no time. So I want you to write it in the group. I want you to write it in the comment section. In the comment section, I want you to comment, what are the 10 benefits of your product that you want to sell? So right about now, what I want you to do is comment the 10 benefits, the 10 solutions that your product can offer. And that is what you continue to tell the customer or your client by the time you want to sell anything. I hope you gain value from this podcast, and I hope that you sell anything starting from now.